Blog Talk Radio.
About change, because change affects a number of effects in our lives, and it is very important for us who are privileged to see today. I tell you, my friends, life means different things to people, and it is based upon really what we have been taught as children in the home of our parents, you know. And as such, I think about myself and what I think about life. And when I was born, my mother already had four children. I am the fifth child. And the fifth boy. And after me came the first girl, after me. And so, talking about the way people think about life, the life that they grow up and find they are. Well, I tell you what, there are a number of vital knowledge each civilized person ought to have. See, when people allow the right way of life to be put aside, and then the civilized world is no longer recognized, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. So I look, it takes a while for me to understand a few substantial things that affects all of our lives. And I can see that over time, since now I come to the point where I'm able to read better than my, in my background coming up, growing up as a child. Because what I'm saying affects a lot of things, serious historical things that I am hardly able to express it. Because I too grew up distracted from what civilization is. And the bad thing is there was nobody to teach me that. Because the institution that I grew up and no, is the church. And the church is the only institution that I know from back then until this day. It is what we call the church that is responsible for civilization and moral. Respect and love for life and reverence. Reverence. First of all, we should be taught the fact of our existence. And before Christ, according to today's understanding, there is an indication before the Christ time came that I can read you in history that my argument is a sound, proper argument concerning what in the world society supposed to have responsibility to teach people who are born and come into the world to live and enjoy life. I'll read you the history that points to what I am saying and to let you see that I am here and I am talking and I have a very, very serious consciousness pertaining to what is called the church. The church did not exist until A.D. Anno Domini. And it is not as confusing as it may sound, because I am drawing your attention now to something you are familiar with to prove what I'm saying is true, let's say in the part relates to this point, the point that we should not be born in a world with something like the church to teach us, because the church doesn't teach us civilized things about life. You may think that the Bible that you're reading, Genesis, creation, story, is about teaching you what we need to know. No. Well, the Bible is put in place by the Europeans. They put the Bible in place for the African people. It's like the Bible is a net to catch fish. And when you read about Jesus said, come on, I will make you fishers of men. We don't know what that means. We think it relates to saving souls of people. Well, there is no civilized history that tells us that we need to be saved about Adam and Eve in a garden sin. We do not have any civilized history to teach us that. I live like almost over half a century. I lived and was taught the opposite of what I was supposed to know. My parents were taught the opposite too, so when they have their children, we get taught the opposite. And think about the fact that I'm talking about Jamaica now, you know, the Asian or the other West Indians can identify with the same type of life that we experience, right? It is the British white people then that found a way to mess up the world, and that their view of the world is something that they made up. And the condition of history about us Africans, we don't get taught the right things that affects us. We are taught something else, and there's a reason for that. Why we are taught something else is because there are some things that have happened before our time that is astonishing, and we would never dream and become enlightened of those things. They are in history, written history, and we have a right to know it. But these white people make sure that we don't know it. They write something else. How did they come to power when Africa is the only power on earth? How did we come to get our human civilized world to where it's at? It is all in the world history textbook. And guess what? Nobody read it to us. Right? And it is confusing. When you think about it, and if you don't get to read or somebody tell it to you and you understand what they're saying to you, we are no more like the animals who go up there and eat grass every day and stuff like that, lay down, sleep, and stuff like that. Basically, that's what we have been made into. That's what the white people have caused civilized human society to atrophy, just go to waste, to ruin, because it takes us to carry on the civilization of life. It's for us. But what happened when things happen in life that you have brain, some human-like people with brains that decide that they don't want that. They don't want civilization like it is in World is a Textbook. So they're going to go against the academic civilized words and make up what they want. So that what is given to us as religion and the way of life, they decided they're going to make Christianity instead. When I talk to you, you got to understand what my energy is about this. Okay? Because now, when I talk on the show, you know, I don't have any other sense of direction beside what I have read now to be the information that tells us about the past. Christianity has no interest in what happened in the past. Because if they are to be interested in what happened in the past, well, the people who decide to change civilized way of life to make it sodomite way of life, they were coming from way back before our parents were born and earlier, and ancestors were the ones who went through the transition time that takes away the form and way of orderly society. They take that away. Because there is not supposed to be anything like Christmas and Easter church stuff. There's not supposed to be no church trimmings of the church. It don't belong to African people. How? All right. So it would seem like, could it be, is the African people who have nothing but alienation, this connection to European hominid, mute experience of what this is evolutionary experience of life. We don't have that because they are coming from 3.5 million years when hominid came up into evolution. Human, the first human-like creatures. They were the first. They were nothing else. They began to evolve hominid. And throughout those long period of time, going into so many millions of years, they existed. And they exist under the same biological, psychological condition. They never came to be civilized and to produce a civilized world like what we have here today. So think about that and think about what they taught their young over so many millions of years, what these white people, what their ancestors were teaching their generation over millions of years. What did they teach them? One thing we know is that they never became civilized and create a civilized functioning world. They're mute. Until in our time when they, when I say our time, it's not so much our time, it is in their time. These set of people who originate in Africa, 1.5 million years ago, they go into Europe. So you mean all that amount of time they are in Europe? Yes, that's what the World History textbook says. There were no other human creature but them and those who evolve in the humanoid species, different groups of them and stuff like that, right? But they never became civilized. They never make a civilized world. And the thing that changed the humanoid uncivilized way, which the greatest thing they did was make stone tools, right? So there has never been any revolutionary period, according to the history, in the life of white people, hominids, and came to be called Homo erectus. There has never been any revolutionary period. But now you hear them begin to talk about the Renaissance and the Dark Age and stuff like that. It was not during 3.5 million years. It never happened there. Neither, it did not happen 100,000 years ago. They never start making anything else besides stone tools. But stone tools ended. The making of stone tool ended in the 3000 BC, the Bronze Age. So they were up there in Europe, and there came the gods 450,000 years ago. While they were in Europe, and there was no connection between the gods and them. Right? So how did they come to be talking since 100,000 years ago? Talking. And of course, their form of life, like I said, did not bring them up to civilized life. Like they have a language, they have schools, they have all of the things that we know here today. Oh, and show you that the world was sterile of civilized humanity. We don't call the gods, the Anunnakis, human beings. They are called gods, deity, those kinds of a name, right? It doesn't mean that creation from stardust is so different. The way the world is constructed, and when they call it the Big Bang, since then, you know, I mean, you talk about the amount of planetary bodies out there, oh my, it's very, very, you know, I mean, astronomers who study can tell more easily about the formation of the world above us, our heads. And what I am saying is the white people history comes in no different ways than our history. I mean, the book speaks jointly about white people evolution as it speaks of ethnic hybrid people. And how it happened. It's just that they come about and happen to get the world convoluted are right in the Bible. So you have something to think about. If what I am saying is true about the way humanid develop and how Homo sapien develop, it's just something that you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to it, because if you're not paying attention to it, you don't know. You don't know yourself. You have got to know the history, and that tells us how things originate. And if you think that you don't have to know, and think that everything people write in a book and stuff like that, you don't have to pay no attention. You know what? I don't want to be your neighbor, because, you know, that kind of ignorance is never, ever going to bring me the kind of thought and feeling I want to have, because it is imperative that I have it. If I don't have it, I am useless to myself and useless to other people as well. And whatever is going on in the world that makes life some good element in the universe, it's not going to happen if we don't know and not making good use of things and distribute good among each other. Now, what we have here is something that we need to pay attention to it, because all of us soon dead. We'll soon be dead. And if you want to live in a world like in the United States, where you have all the serial killers, you know, it seems like serial killing may be going out of style, because not very often now I hear about a serial killer. I'm not saying like it gone out of style, but it's like, you know, I think the power of civilization began to pounce back against the sodomite rule that caused all of these serial killing to go on in America. Because I don't read about that going on in America before they came and, you know, just turned the world upside down. And the poor African people who have not developed enough to take control of government and to see to it that the entire planet is run by the government that is set up here, not by humans, but the gods. When 100,000 years ago, white people were up in Europe, and they were still making stone tools, they are as mute as 3.5 million years ago. They don't have a language. They don't know anything about manufacturing of anything. Talk about what the world was. You don't want to hear it? It's up to you. You don't want to hear it. Your heart a beat, be careful. It may stop beat. And you know what? You are never, ever around to say anything. Because people who cannot afford to pay attention to the history that brought life. I mean, why are you alive? You don't deserve to be alive at all. When you don't care about the issues that makes life good. And any kind of effort to destroy civilization should turn against the people who do that. Because without the celebration, the festival, to glorify the event that brought civilization and kingship government, without that, we are nothing at all to that, that we should exist. No, not at all. So I am very, very blessed, and it's not that the blessing is just for me, or there is some preference towards me. No. You got Michael Tellinger in South Africa, the scientist, and Joan Enney and others of them that is there and making an effort to get rid of these homosexual power that come to destroy civilization. They're out there and doing that what excites me when I read about what they are doing out there, because these white people, they think now that they have all power to shut down civilized institutions and build up theirs. You know, what they want is the FBI and the Secret Service and the this and that service. That's what they think. You know what I mean? But the day is farce at hand. You know? So, I'm telling you something that if you are a civilized human being, you don't want to be in the church, because the more and more I read and I understand information that, you know, human being didn't make history, prehistory. Think about prehistory, you know, many, many hundreds of thousands of years gone since prehistory is known. And in our time, we have those who are able to make it readily available to us. My friends, if you don't want to be a part of the civilized world, it's about time you think about relocating yourself. Because if you think then that what is going on in the world now, the establishment of an industry to provide work, because that's all the sodomite government is concerned about. Finding jobs. Finding jobs. White people are not interested in civilized life by the gods who bring civilization here. And it is the Bible that people are concerned about. Jesus Christ. And how, you know, I was brought up into that kind of a knowledge about Jesus Christ. Now I'm seeing how cruel it is for people who don't know no better when it comes to civilization. For since 303.5 million years ago, the best thing they know today is homosexuality, and that's what they want to spread using Christianity. It's not a joke. And I see I have a good caller in the chat room. And I want to say I thank you for coming in. And, you know, this is a very, very serious issue that I'm talking about here. Right? And it is something that a lot of people don't want to hear. You know, so I'm telling anybody who don't want to hear, you know, just don't bother here, because I don't have anything to talk about. But this type of information that, you know, there could be just a tsunami that just wipe us out, you know, just wipe us out. And we are no longer privileged to be here, but we are here right now. And we have sodomite ruining, ravaging the civilized world. and take it like, oh, okay, everybody's going to church and stuff like that. Which, you know, if we were to have a disaster like what I mentioned, there wouldn't be any church left. But the thing about it is, it is clear that it is, in the history, we have B.C. and A.D., and there is no church before Christ. No church at all. And it is clear in the World History textbook that these homosexuals are the ones that make up the church. Nobody else. Genesis creation story about Adam and Eve in a garden and talking serpent. But these Sodomite people, they are the talking serpent. They are. And until we people will use their brain to understand the history before Christ, what they, Sodomite, call Christ, it turns out to be in my reading that what they have in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden has no history to say it is a historic story. And now they are calling real history myth, mythology, and all that. You can have history and myth under the same word, because myth is not history. But they now want you to be confused to call like church is not religion. They want you to call religion and church together under a same word so that you don't know what religion really is. And we cannot live like that, because we are living like that now and causing these homosexuals who are hominid, homo erectus, who interbreed up with other people's blood that make them begin to talk over the past 100,000 years. They never spoke for millions of years. White people ancestry never spoke a word. They didn't know what it is. They didn't know clothing. They didn't know anything. They know about cave. They never know to even erect a little thatch house. White people didn't know a little thatch house. They couldn't make that. So what we see them doing today, talk about, Trump, you know, great building that he put up and stuff like that. You would think that they were the people in the world that started civilization. That's just not true. Okay? And they reach a stage now where everybody's afraid of them. Nobody will talk the truth about history. But look here, I tell you what. Look at the animals in the jungle out there, lions, tiger, and you know all those creatures out there, and look at the way they behave themselves. We are not like that. The Homo sapien people are not like animals, and they are not like the hominid white people them, and it's time for that to be known. They don't have a government, all the money and stuff like that they are handling and stuff like that. It is coming from their way, since they can talk. Suddenly, since they can talk, over the past 12,000 years, we have a place like Africa that has the government in their hand. There's only one government, kingship government. And if you read the history, that's what you will find. Now, you don't have anything in the Bible that show you history, that talk about Jerusalem and Caesar Augustus. The only history you have is telling you that these people were criminals. Caesar Augustus was a Sodomite criminal. And they started to hunt down the African people. It's just that African people, based on what this history show, over the past 200,000 years, African people develop and start to populate with people. When they were 100,000 years in existence, some began to leave Africa to go out into like Rome, Australia, and New Zealand, and different places. 100,000 years ago. And from that time, these white Homo erectus hominid began to interbreed with our people as they leave Africa. That's the blood. Look, they interbreed with the Neanderthal first. And after a few thousand years went by, Neanderthal died out. A little progression. They continue to interbreed up with our people. And since, you know, they're not interested in telling us exactly how the African people, the young Homo sapien, hybrid people, ethnic people, because it's quite several group of ethnic African hybrid people, same blood, same species, same culture, not hominid culture. That's the difference. And when you read the world history textbook, it tells you and put them apart. They are not content to be who they are. You can see it right now. Why are we here, bleaching and burning and going to all kind of torture? Because everywhere we come out in the Western world and everywhere else we go, they, since they interbreed and have what they call Yamnayer culture, like Obama and the rest of them, you see, behaving like, oh, they were always civilized, my friends. They couldn't go nowhere out of Europe because they couldn't talk. They didn't know anything. That's the reason why they never go anywhere, because why they follow us now, and everywhere we are, they come and take away what we have. White people don't go where there is nothing. They go where, what? We who came, say, 100,000 years ago out of Africa and establish things. That's what they come to take away from us. Now, if they never interbreed with us and start talking and learning, go to our school institution and everything and behave like they love the gods and worship the gods too, until they find out that, okay, they can go on their own with the knowledge they got from us. This is what happened. Now, I was not going to have anybody to tell me that. I had to read well enough. And remember, I was lucky because I read fourth grade level from I went to like primary school in Jamaica. And the situation is not a pro-reading environment, because we are all coming out from under the British slavery, thing, for about 183 years. You see, so we don't know what it is to be civilized, you know, and to know indigenous beginning. No, we do not. And a lot of Jamaicans today don't even know that, right? That we are spoiled, and when they leave us and we are ruling ourselves from the days of Bustamante, and Norman Manley days, we were not qualified to rule ourselves. And as you can see, nobody come along and remind us, give us some like history book or something like that, put some in our schools and stuff so we can get it. Look, I am lucky that, well, America is our place anyway, and I'm glad it is that way, because when I come to the United States at about age 27, I wanted to go back to, I wanted to go to adult school, because I wanted to read a little bit. I don't think I was going to read too far, because, you know, based on my experience so far, I don't think I am going to read much at all. But I came and I did, because I thought that was the most important thing for me to do. And after that, I find myself, you know, I have interest in issues, but I'm not going to turn a politician at all. But as a person, I want to understand society and what is moving people and on in life. I wanted to understand some of that. And so I did. Later on, when I left high school, maybe 10 years later, I went and did a paralegal course. And, you know, my life began to change. Because, indeed, it's like about now, add up to about 20 years after I graduated from adult school, I'm still confused with the church mentality I grew up with. I'm not understanding the world at all. There is like a veil over my mind and my ability to quickly understand things. No, I was like a old drone, man. And I went on and I wondered why our society is so chaotic and stuff. And could we come together? And whilst I was thinking about that one day, the question is, do you think we can come together? And the answer, based on my prior thinking, is yes. Because I realize I get along with people if I want to get along with them. And so it is with all of us. We will get along if we want to get along. The thing is, if we had remained African people by ourselves, we wouldn't have a world that we have here today. Because whatever weakness we have, it would not be tested. Right? So I agree that we are underdeveloped and thing, but we are hybrid. We are the blood of the gods. We have potential to rise up. And you can see evidence of that we are not like these white people. Because we have been kind to animals and hominid and every and ourselves. We have been kind. We have not raised any war against white people. We have not tried to kill them or take anything from them. But they do to us, and we never ask them to teach us to talk. And they can't talk for over 3.5 million years. But no sooner than we come and they see us, just like the Neanderthals, they grab the Neanderthals, and guess what? The Neanderthals come from the basic Homo sapiens. Just like we are taken from Homo sapiens, but we were not to go interbreed as Homo sapien people, because we are known because the gods used the blood of Homo sapien to create the African special primitive worker. That's what they created. Now, they never intend to create being like us. In other words, they come here on a mission to mine gold in South Africa, and that's what they were doing, and run into a problem. That is after they make like four rivers in Africa and do all kind of things, and they wanted help. They wanted labor. But to find intelligent labor was what the crowd of the gods were concerned about. They said, how can you make somebody to use tools and do this and take orders, you know, because only they alone, they know, can do those things. So the great scientist Enki said, well, look, because they've been here a while and doing all kind of things, they know what they can do. They are the greatest scientists as we know in the world. And he said, the creature that you call exists. That creature we can use to do it. So what they did was take the Homo sapien blood and mix it with theirs, and there we are, the hybrid human, the first anatomical human. That's what the history, look, if the history is not authentic history, then we don't want it. But I want to tell you, as long as the world is here, by now we should know what is good history from what is not good history. Sumerian, history. Don't talk about white people hominids. It doesn't. Sumerian history? No. And Babylonian history, Assyrian and stuff like that. They don't talk about European people at all. And the world history textbook like National Geographic, you think that white people would be in it and be addressed as civilized people as well. Not so. It doesn't have anything in there about white people, I mean, in the sense of recognition as being in Europe 1.5 million years and they were civilized. Like they established this, they established that. They didn't establish nothing. And they don't have any civilized sense of sex either. They are the only known homosexual culture on planet Earth. They are the first criminals too. But they never made trouble until they interbreed with Neanderthals. And not much of a problem there, but because they really, when what they got from the Homo, from the Neanderthals, was better looks. They have better looks, right? But they couldn't talk. And the Neanderthals, they couldn't talk because Neanderthals did not speak. But once they interbreed with the Africans, hybrid, they started to talk. Right? So that they have a big generation of what they call the Yamnaya culture. That's who is running the world as white people, the hominid today. So they are not like when they were Homo erectus, when they were, you know, calm and, you know, people that just live and exist. They are no more like that because the interbreeding give them exactly what they needed. Intellect and, you know, I mean, knowledge to do a whole lot of things that they can think that they can take over the world today. That's not true. Because what they do to make a new world order is massive, criminal thinking, and atrocious behavior. Okay? And what is very disturbing is that they wrongly emulate the civilized, established way of life that the God set up. You see, they are clever enough to wrongly emulate it and make it seem like, oh, they have made up the world for sodomites. Everybody, and everybody is to become sodomite. That's the problem that we're having here today. So if we are not able to see, to realize what has happened in the world and why we are at the place we are right now, then you can imagine what our end will be. If none of us don't find out, if none of us will not speak and represent it, then you can just see we will all perish together in ignorance. Because these white people, all they want is to use the African wealth that Africa allowed them to have. And look really good now. Look real. What has happened? Something serious is happening in the world that black people don't see. But if you begin to pay attention, you will see. By maybe somebody saying something, or you yourself begin to see it yourself. Go back in time and ask yourself. And look that these white people could not speak for millions of years. Why is it now they start to speak after African people developed for 100,000 years and begin to migrate out of Africa? And they catch these some of these African people and go interbreed up with them. That's what gets them the blood that they're not supposed to have. The Neanderthal blood did not make them talk, but surely after 100,000 years ago, they surely began to talk with the interbreeding that they were getting. You see, and this is what we are seeing here today, my friend, but they are no friends of the real African people from which they learned to speak, who brought them a sense of civility. It's just that their genome will never change. They are sodomites because, see, they come along into our and take over our society, but they bring all this sodomy there in here on us. That's what they do. And bring in the church. They bring in all of all of the garbage where they originate from. They bring it in on us. They do. If you can't see it, too bad. But they bring in all of the homosexual garbage, you know, that they are accustomed to for millions of years. They come with it on us. With the garbage in on us and swear, convince to themselves that they don't want nobody else to rule the world but them. And what do? They overthrow our king, first of all. But what I want to show you, how did Africa come to disregard our own government? Do you have any kind of prior thought about this? That you don't see Africa say nothing about these white, what they call United States white government? How Africa don't say nothing? And this white government don't use their own people to do slavery and to go work hard out there and get what they want. They don't use their people. No, and anytime they say they have jobs now and things like that, they give it to their people and push out the black people there. Now, what I'm saying to you, what do you think about the fact these white people never spoke over millions of years, and when we came along, they still never spoke? Now, they interbreed with us, and the interbreeding is evidence. They interbreed at least with the Neanderthals. That is known widely. And they never spoke, and they never start chasing us until they got schooled and everything like that and decide that, okay, it is time for them to make their move. And at the Bronze Age, like 1012 years or something like that, in the Bronze Age, they were the first criminal destroying the civilized establishment of the Bronze Age. Remember, it's the Bronze Age that stopped them from making stone tools. You get it? It's the Bronze Age. And who started to make bronze? It's not them. Remember, the first thing, they have a sense of structure. They know that they couldn't talk and stuff like that, but the interbreeding, whatever that triggers that interbreeding, but they interbreed up with our people and get the blood that makes us hybrid. It gives them a generation that can talk. And this is what has happened. Whatever the gods plan for us, so they decide to leave Earth and go back to their own planet. Mission was accomplished for them. It was a long, arduous thing. And they turn the Earth into a fertile place. And when the flood came, they again reestablish what was destroyed. And here we are today. Now, how is it that we are seeing this thing happen right before our eye and our eyes, and we are having a hard time to understand what took place in the world, because we are only used to the Bible, right? And that's all we know, and we ain't going to begin to do anything else besides the Adam and Eve in the Bible, and only to find out that the Bible doesn't have any academic consultant or teacher reviewers to tell you that Adam and Eve in the Bible is real history. You don't have no one at all to say what you're reading about Adam and Eve is real history. And that's a problem that we need to resolve. And of course, I resolve that by the real history that we read. Now, they don't want us to think that his real history is real history. These white hominid. They don't want us to think that. That's why they write the Bible and make it seem like it's a divine God who wrote, who tell prophets those things. None of those stuff are true. But since we read only the academic stuff, then that when you go to school and you can graduate and, you know, you come out and you can make a good living. That's all these white people want a program our world to do, is that you go to, like, for example, you have to be very, very mentally damaged, part mental of your brain that allows you to be, to do arithmetic and speak language. That is the part of our intellect that these white people care about. They don't care about the celestial part of our brain. You see, church has nothing to do with this, with the celestial part of our brain. What? BC, before Christ. What do you know about the history before Christ? Was there any precedence written in history for a Christ and a God of the Bible? None whatsoever. And if you think the Bible is inspiration is something that occurs inside of a person. But who else can validate your inspiration? Only you. It's just that if you have the same good spirit, you'll find out that you have cohesion in the way you are thinking, okay, and the way you feel. But white people, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's no exception. White people are white people. They come from hominid. Okay? No place else. We Africans as a whole, we come from Homo sapiens. And that's what the world history textbook say. It doesn't mix them up with us, nor us with them. It's very clear, like somebody who read on my level is able to make that distinction, man. Okay? What they're doing out there today, they are looking over their shoulder because they know the day that we figure out what they have done, and Africa over there too, when they figure out that the rest of us know that they have been criminal and mistreated us, who they should watch over and secure our orderly society, they have not done it. Africa has not done it. Africa load us up in millions of us in ships and send over to these white sodomite people. And why do you think that they can come all out with homosexuality and write a Bible and put up in an institution, educational institution, legal institution,
and fortify everything in our territory to let sodomy rule. Africa has done that. And people over there now are mostly Christian. How do they allow Christianity into, you know, I mean, considering who or we are created and given civilization of the river valley, and said here, tell you the whole story of the Neolithic age coming on down to 400,000 years to 300,000 BC. When we know of these occurrences in life that brought us to where we are, there is no church in here. There's no church. These homosexuals who transformed themselves through interbreeding and talking, remember, for millions of years they couldn't talk. And now it is plain here for us to see, looking back and see over, say, the past 12,000 years, what occurred between us and these white people. You know, I mean, they've been around in the circumstance where, or the time where the gods been on earth after they were up in Europe, right? So we get a good chance to read and to see exactly what has happened, because we have the history to tell us these folks don't belong among African people. When they talk about America as a constitution, they don't know. They are criminals here. They don't have a constitution for us. And if you have good sense, you will see they did not write a constitution for ethnic people. We still don't have a government right now. The fact that we are praying to the God that they're talking about, Sodomite God, have a son named Jesus Christ, those things are never true. So the foundation on which they're running stuff is simply because we have lose our way. We have lost our way, right? Because we have a Bible now and believe in a talking serpent that destroyed Adam and Eve in the garden. Nothing about that is true. And I always say, call me and talk to me. 347-5. I missed that one. The number you are to call me. 347-850-1358. That it. Now, look, people are afraid to talk to me because it goes against these sodomites who take over everywhere we are. We don't have a place to piss as far as these white people are concerned. And it's all through interbreeding. All caused by interbreeding. And a lot of African people probably would, you know, destroy me if they can catch me to talk what I'm saying. But it is the history. And since as I don't have their problem, I'm mindful of what they think, because if they cannot open their mind to look on things and to see what has transpired, it is because they are hurt and they have lost the ability of their brain to do good thinking. You see what I mean? I mean, I don't have anybody that I am to accredit for drawing my understanding to what I am saying to you in history. Yeah, I didn't know that a king was overthrown in Italy. I didn't know until I start reading the book. And it was like a miracle. I start to read, you know, with this kind of interest I have. I'm not interested into anything else but the world and the substance thereof and who we are. And indeed, we don't take anything from other people. We are our own. I mean, they come and decide to tell us that And they said it long time. You read W.E.B. Du Bois, and he will tell you what these white people have been thinking for a few thousands of years coming along. They've been planning for us. You see? Because they see what the interbreeding did for them. You know, so when they are writing a Bible and talking about talking serpents and God and stuff like that, they realize that we were not on that frequency of understanding. Okay? Right now, I'm telling you, I'm on Facebook and many of these other social networks. They kick me off when I'm talking the simple truth about what's in history. They think they have everything, and look at the way they kill our people over the past few centuries, because they are sodomized, and they don't, and they swear that what they're taking away from us is theirs, and they wrote it long time. I wrote it in W.E. Du Bois, you see, and they talk about the church, and they don't want no black people in the church. You see, the lighter skin one have a better chance, but not the dark skin one. That's what they wrote long time ago. So what we are experiencing right now is something that is difficult to understand, because you have to have the clarity of mind. You have got to be objective and able to expand with the truth, you see. And what we have here is the clear understanding. White people don't have nothing to do with black people. And when them talk about they have AD and a Domini, they're talking about their shit fucking, lifestyle. That's not for us. And we don't have any history to support that. Church is not a place. Church is a place that destroys people's brain from, knowing the civilized knowledge of the world and, how we should live. No, they turn it off into something else. And we are pee-pee clock-clock behind them and thinking that church is a nice thing and there is no other God but the God of the Bible. Now, I can show you a few things about the God in the Bible, from the Bible, that you don't dare bring up anything credible to defend this God of the Bible. Now, I couldn't say that earlier in my life when I don't know the history and stuff like that. But the history is everything. Faith and belief is not taking you anywhere, right? This God and what the Bible the Bible commend to be a God who's perfect, all knowing, and as a son, and the both of them make heaven and earth and stuff like that. I'm going to show you things that these white people write in the Bible, and because of their sodomite, uncivilized thinking, it doesn't matter how they can read and know some science and stuff. Remember, they didn't know that all along, right? Since we came about, and the gods that created us, that's how civilization came about. It is very clear, and there is nothing that anybody achieved so far come forward to remove the history. You can't remove history. There is just one history of the world, right? I am telling you how disturbing and uncivilized the Bible is when you really begin to read. And let's say about God who make Adam and Eve in the garden. Think about the time later when they are writing that God have his man Moses as a prophet and lead the people of Israel. You better think again about those stories of Moses and leading people and delegate groups of the people to other leaders around him and blah, 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 blah. Those things now I come to realize are not true. It is not our story. It's these people who take over, take illegal control of African people and where they live. Because I think we are never going to have any better sense than the way they see us, where they find out that they can walk past us and demand and do anything and nothing. If Africa can do what they do, they realize, you know, we not amounts to anything. You see what I mean? Now, that's why you see they kill so many people, even their own people who said president. If they don't go along with what they want, they kill them. Now, this is a different time. This is under the house of Aquarius right now, right? And Pisces gone now. And here, Aquarius. We are the house of Aquarius right now. They don't stand any chance of going any further with these homosexual liberations and stuff like that that they have, and the type of government they call democracy. You don't find democracy at all before Christ. Neither did you find anything concerning Christ before Christ. So these guys invented AD and Adamani, changed the calendar and festival, belong to the African people, and come in with their own sodomite Christmas, Santa Claus, and Easter, the resurrection. There is absolutely no resurrection of any Jesus Christ. Okay? And I can assure you that whatever you're reading about Jesus has to do with the actual history and things that they did. And they, you know, they helped to supply evidence that they are involved. They cannot say they are not involved. They are involved, and they don't write it in a way for you to, for no matter what you can reason out, you can never pin them down. They are pinned down long time ago. It's just because we have not paid any attention to them. And you may think that, oh, you need to go to their court and stuff like that. These folks don't have a legitimate court. They don't have a legitimate government. They are sodomites, and gradually they find their way since they can talk. But they, why they didn't do it? I mean, over the past, million and a half years up in Europe, why they didn't do any of these things? Now, do you see how white people get some level of intelligence on what they are doing today? Do you understand now? They would not talk unless they get our blood. And that's what they did. This World History textbook now is telling us the story, picks it up from the Neolithic age. And between 4,000 and 3,000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas and areas of, in some areas, the use of metals marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. You don't need to doubt this, that since they were making stone tools over some almost 4 million years and never make anything other than stone tools, they didn't make clothes, they don't have anything that is not bushy and stone and stuff like that. If they couldn't do anything but that, how come they couldn't talk, they couldn't make anything but stone tools? How now they just can talk and making bronze stuff? How come in Europe that shows that they were really civilized folks. What can you point to here today that can date it back that they were civilized? Produce it, or tell them to get out with their fucking ass of the African people. That's all you need to tell them, because they don't have the evidence. They don't have any evidence. It's worse than I am telling you. It is worse. Since we are young and not all that developed, and since we have got this old bad experience, where our ancestors go give them our blood, and then we are cursed. Mean we now have to fix the problem. You can't fix the problem following these faggots with church Christianity. You cannot. And if you want to be Christian, you must start reading, because you wasn't reading that make you a Christian. It wasn't good reading that make you a Christian. It didn't make me anything better than what Christianity is. Right? The history tells us who we are. And they come now because they can talk, use this advantage on making up story on history, around history. Extract from history and make faggot way of thinking that they are using to remove the civilized ways from the African people. All right, so we have need to open our inner eye and read and understand. If we don't do that, these faggots will always be here mocking us and doing all kind of stuff to us. But the time has come when they are no more. They will perish, and they will not go on and destroy what the gods. So it goes on. You don't see where we beg these people anything. They didn't have anything to give us. It is in the history that they live on the steppe. They don't live in a neighborhood or not like that. They don't know nothing. But see, since they can talk, they take over everything, and it's like they rule city and they have government and stuff like that. But they didn't expect that we would develop and surpass the problem that they create for us. And this is what is happening today. They will hang themselves. They will destroy themselves and leave us alone. And we don't do none of that. We don't do none of that. But what the blood that we have that makes us hybrid? No, if we don't fool around with these white people and be deceived by them on all of what they do, it's the quicker, you know, they would not get the chance to do what they have done to begin with. But since it happened, and there are those of us who just have to think how to overcome. When we do overcome, these folks will not stand up in front of us. White people will not stand up in front of black people. It doesn't matter who, what the black person is. When the time has come, they run out. And all what they have done to African people, the killings and everything, they will perish for what they have done. Right? So today, I am here to tell you that we have nothing to do with white people. They have nothing to do with us, besides they must remove all their criminal presence from around us, because they are going to perish. You see what I mean? Because I think that the gods decided that we should be punished for interbreeding with those people and cause a problem in the world. I don't see them saying, well, we have no hope or not like that. We cannot redeem ourselves. I don't see that. So what has to happen is that we see the problem, regret that problem, since it is our ancestor did it, but just know that what you're reading in the Bible is not the history of what happened. What these guys have done is, because they can talk and read, they read and know what the history is. And they decide to set up something that resembles or the history of the real world. But this time, they brand it with sodomite culture. And that's what they want for the entire world. Right? Not just retire to Europe, but to every part of the world. Because remember, all of the world is given over to African people to rule it. They come now, and because they realize that we are not developed, you know, and controlling things, they are going to do it. And thus, this is where we are. So when you read, you will find out life was never designed to go this way. And when you have evil among you, you will have to deal with it. So the God don't expect to come here and deal with it for us. We must develop to deal with our own problem. Now, if you develop and you're reading and you can't make no sense, you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. And I want to close this section of what I'm saying for you to understand that if you don't read and read properly, you're not going anywhere with reality and civilization. White people are not of civilization. Okay? And when I say this, I would be having a problem if I prove it is true. This guy is never going to tell you anything that is not manifested widely. Because if what I'm saying, in all of me going to high school, something would have been said that I am looking on to say, well, no, I've got to stay away from that. It doesn't fit into what I'm saying. But the fact is that I have not seen anything that is obstructing my sense of logic, and that if anything is put down, you know exactly it belong there or it doesn't, right? I am saying to you that I don't have anything to say that I expect someone may strike it. You can't strike what I say if it is coming from history, the real history. You can't tell me about spell and guess about some other thing, because history is history and the world is full up of things which shows evidence. And that is the evidence that one must have for anything that they are saying. You must have historic evidence. You see what I mean? So everything else is going to fail except the academic certified history, right? That's all going to stand at the end of anything that is in controversy. So now we have the narrative of the end of the Neolithic age and bring us down into the Bronze Age, which is in the 1200 BC, and how things began to change and take us a long time to start making bronze, because they are up there in Europe almost, you know, 1.5 million years. And they didn't make anything. I mean, not even close at all. Okay? So, and they tell us where big civilization began. The world history textbooks tell you that. And if they, white people, were doing anything civilized, you bet they would come into the mix. They are not into the mix. White people that you see out there today say they have control over everything by A.D. and Adam and Eve. Don't forget A.D. and Adam and Eve in the year of our Lord. Don't forget that, because that is the foundation of everything that they're doing as democracy. It rests on A.D. and Adam and Eve in the year of our Lord. Now, it is not even couscous. What them are talking about, Latin in the era of our Lord. It is not even like old dirty couscous. If you understand anything me say. They don't have anything. So since they set up this institution now and everybody and set it up like in a universal thing. Like it is a government. And the world is a textbook. Them should have dashed the world is a textbook long time and replaced it, but they can't. Now, if you have any sense now, you start reading. And all the government and Supreme Court and stuff like that, these white people set up over the place. And they know think everything is all right now. No, that's not true. That's not true. And you'd wonder, why I sit here so comfortable and talking this? And you think that, oh, by now, you know, I mean, something should have happened. No, I'm not Malcolm X. I'm not Jesse Jackson. I'm not Al Sharpton. I am not the Muslim guys over there. You know, Elijah Muhammad. I'm not him, right? I am not Farrakhan. I am not Dr. Martin Luther King. I am none of them. My name is, they call me Timothy Aldred. That's what I am. I'm nothing else. I'm only for the truth as it is written in an history that nobody contradicts. Why I identify with this world history textbook? It is because it is irreplaceable and uncontradictable. I mean, in whole, for just the definition of this book, a record of the past. Lies in here, these sodomite white people, of course they write lies in here. They try to hide themselves up in here like they are, they never do no wrong. And they do all the wrong in the world. They are they are the first criminals, Inquisition. It's them. And they start off with lies, calling themselves Romans. And that's a lie. They come from, you'll never see them anywhere calling themselves Romans before 509 BC. The coup they pull off in Rome. You don't see them do anything political before that. There are cook goofies because they don't have a history, a real history to protect them because they lie into the history and you can see them everywhere they walk. So, it is now, we are at the time, by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. And then it goes on to tell you about the emergence of civilization, and the new cities that was raised up, the growth of government, meaning how long is this? At least you're talking about in 3 to 1200 BC. Government. What, let me ask you, what kind of government was back there in 1200 BC? What kind of government? Is anybody there can tell me, call me and tell me? Now, you see that? You may think that that no, I have nothing to do with it. But well, look, when it comes down to the real nitty-gritty, whether or not these white people are government, they will run. They will run. Because all of the institution that they have and say they're running a nation, a government, will fall if they can't answer and show that they are coming from an authentic place in time. That makes them legitimate government. You don't see Europe in this history book, world history textbook, when the emergence of civilization came about, when the Bronze Age, they are not a part of the Bronze Age. Now, the two places that was first affected is Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Are these European countries? Just no, waste no time. No. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, that African people, they're out there doing all kind of different things. You know, when things are going to happen, they will have to hear it happen, but they are not a part of trying to understand what history says about themselves. So when nobody don't help us, we will have to use our brain to help ourselves. And you, if you're committed to the gods who set up these things for us, we're not talking about a spirit God at all. Like they're talking about God and Jesus make heaven and earth and make Adam and Eve and all that kind of stuff. Those things are never true. But as long as you hold on to them, you have no power for anything else. Get out from among these old, them. You know, they call us all kind of names, names that they are deserving to be called. Come and talk about, you know, us in all kind of terms. And all they're doing is morphing. All the white people have done is morphing since they can talk. So I am telling you, there's no place in this when it comes to rise of city, when it comes to growth of government and religion. They don't have anything to do with it. It's the reason why we must tell them to get out. I mean, you can't go to South Africa and go look at places there of interest because of these, I mean, homosexual faggot white people. Now, think of this. The role of religion has nothing to do with Christianity, no church. Listen to it. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions. Two, explain, or like to say, to preach. It doesn't use the word preach, but it is alike. To explain, teach. You're right? All of these people coming from the lower life they will ascend in a higher quality of life, right? And what they were doing on the lower level of life is magnify and glorify the gods them from Nibiru that came here and found need somewhere along the line to create civilized humanity, okay? It's not white people stuff. That's why they interbreed to get blood, okay? And since they get the blood, they don't behave like they have civilized understanding to live and to unite with others. Stay where they are. But that don't say that, you know, we couldn't interact on some levels. But we don't have no sexual type of relationship. We don't have no kind of, sexual niceness or something like that. It's not something that civilized people use to undermine their standard of life. When we allow them to draw us into a situation that is against the rule of our creation, then we are done. So follow these white sodomite white people, and you will see exactly what you wind up getting. So here it says, now these folks, these African folks that stepping up in life, they will carry with them the same characteristics they had. And it tells you, he said, important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilization. So the new urban civilization, these people are going to be the same people doing the same thing that they were doing, which means this spiritual thing. So it is the external level of life will be raised up from living in villages and living into like mansions, as it were. And he is saying all of them develop religions, mean their ceremonies and things like that they go on with, to explain. All of them develop these occasions here to explain the workings of the forces of nature, which means the gods, the Elohim, who make things to exist civilly on planet Earth. Don't try to mess this up. That's what they want. Sodomite wanted to be like Sodomite. And this is telling you that they will carry with them the habit or the the practice that they were doing from day one. Playing the workings of the forces of nature that pertain to the gods and to ourselves and the fact of their own existence. If we don't know that we are hybrid and we allow these white people to come in and take control of us, we are lost, we perish. Okay? So it goes on to say, gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And it goes on with the new social structure, writing, and continue, my friends. We will get back to that portion in time ahead of us. I intend to go into that development when the higher establishment of civilization came about in the Mesopotamia, India and China, and expand more on these things, because nobody is interested in the truth, but only the truth will pay you a dividend, okay? And don't be distracted by these sodomite people and their way of life that they decide to spread all over the world. Don't spread it on us. Go into Europe and spread it over there. Because I'm very sure we are not interested in what you have to do to come here and tell somebody like me that I am violating your community standard as an African. No, you're doing it. You're going wrong about this a long time ago because, number one, sodomite don't business in African people territory. Didn't know that. You're knowing it now. Sodomites are not mentally sober people. They only have certain level of understanding. You're a sodomite. You must understand that. It doesn't matter how you're talking. You're a sodomite still. You're a hominid. Sodomite. Get out. That's all there is to it. All right? All there is to it because the gods will see to it. If you are stiff-necked and you think that you are right and you're here all this long and you think you're going to be here, well, I'm telling you to get out. And that's all you need to do because you don't belong to the God. You don't want to have no relationship with the God. So using everything that they put here for us, you take it for yourself, right? Fucking ass. Fucking everything and leave us like destitute. All right. Now, listen. Thank you for tuning into the program today. We are a few minutes to 6 o'clock. And I just have to say these things. And let me give you the autumn leave, and I'll come right back to the program.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Well, you know, the title of the show is here, and it says, Black Hybrid People Used to Act as U.S. Criminals. First Lady and President. You understand that talking about the ethnic people, white people call them black people, but
we are hybrid, Homo sapiens sapiens, and are used to act as U.S. criminals. Yes. White people use us to act as criminals. Imagine that they have developed so much that they are able to do this to black people. But, you know, as much as you do it to the least one of these, you've done it unto our creator, because it is their sacred work that these white people are destroying. They didn't do it for nothing. They do it and attach reasons to what they do. It is their prerogative. These white people have nothing to do with us. And this is where it's coming down for them. And what I'm talking about now, about their use. Yes, the black people are used. The black people used to act as U.S. criminals. All right, who are the U.S. criminals? First lady and president. Right? It is what happened. And you're going to see here the role that they have been playing and why African people are shoved aside. We are shoved aside because of a long, ancient problem. Let's say over the past 100,000 years ago, and in the late 12,000 years, what has developed on Earth, what has happened, is something that is made obscure. And unless myself take up an interest in reading and begin to read seriously and find out what's going on, it's the reason why I'm here talking today, right? Nobody is responsible for this except the gods on my brain, because nobody else showed me anything. All right. So it goes on to say, married. Marriage or married. Married. Married to Barack. This lady that married to Barack Obama. Right? Let's read a little of it and show you how these homosexual white people, what they have done into our world, which they belong to Europe and they can do whatever they want over there, but they feel like they can go anywhere over the world now. And because Africa will keep mute as long as they want. Well, this is the problem we are having today. Well, I only hope that you're listening well and understand what I'm saying. And so let it be. When did Michael Laverne Robinson, Obama gave birth to children? When did Michael Laverne Robinson Obama gave birth to children? Well, Michelle was Michael, as it turns out, and the way I am viewing it. because I did look up the name maybe a couple of years ago, trying to see if what is making sense with this. But it is not far-fetched that this happened, because a little book and state that that there would be a time when we have a first man and not first lady. But here, you know, I'm sure the book is out there, titled the title is Sexuality, Blemish of Society. Right? That's basically the title. I'm not sure if I'm messing up with exactly some of the words there, but it's like Sexuality, Creation of a Blemished Society. I think I get it right now, right? Sexuality, Creation of a Blemished Society. And in that little book was when I'm, you know, chatting a lot of things. I was not a serious writer or anything, or more serious at that point. But that was about the first book I attempt to write. But it is published, right? And it has quite a few different things that I say in there. But it is not a mature book, I would say. But I spoke about the time would come in that book where you're going to have two homosexual men in the White House as president and the first man, not first lady. I wrote that in there. And it wasn't long after that, there came Obama and Michael. And Obama called Michelle Michael one day when he was giving like a press conference or something like that, with something concerning the military. Yeah, he said Michael. He never said Michelle. That's not a slip of a tongue. And that's not a slip you make when you are for real. You do not. So I look up the name, Michael Laverne Robinson. And you will find out, it turns out now to be Michelle Laverne Robbins. That's what it turns out to be now. So, no joke. Let's see. All right. Here is right here. Who is this Laverne? All right. So right here, you can see now, I do the search for Michael Laverne Robinson. And what comes out is Michelle Laverne Robinson, Obama by, what? Obama by Amy Sherald, the National Portrait Gallery, Triennial, Outwin. What are you talking about? Celebrates excellence in the art of portraiture. Michelle Obama, see photo. You see? So now they switch it now from Michael to Michelle. You see? And they're having a hard time to you know, let's see here. Image. All right. Here, if you go to image, you will see the pictures, right, of the two babies, right? Michelle Obama. So this same person now but now
they are, now that it comes out that, that they have several type of, you can see when Michelle was a boy here, you see, you can see when Michelle was Michael, you know, and didn't have much of a hair, looked like a boy here, for real, right, and, yes, and they say, Michael, Laverne Robinson, this will help with any research known as Big Mike. Laverne Robinson. Okay. So I am telling you that the situation that we are in today, you know, you can see, and the world is such a place that that is so dumbed down, you know, so dumbed down. Obama as a sodomite, man. Obama as a sodomite, man, looking like a woman, all fixed up like a woman. You know? You see? And who is catching all of this? All of this uncivilized thing. Who is catching it? It's the African people. The African people is catching it. And not able to say anything at all. Although it's coming out in the open. But black people still unable to accept. And Joan Rivers here is delisted. Joan Rivers refuses to delisted.com. Uh-huh. So this is here, and what I have to say to you is that when did Michael Laverne Robinson Obama gave birth to children? I can't find no trace of a Michael giving any Laverne Robinson Obama. Oh, they're so barefaced to do this, to transform a man into a woman to become president. So Michelle is a first man, not the first lady. You see, because why it's known in our past to be Michael. You see, and when Obama said Michael and I, and not Michelle and I, you see what I mean? And she was in a classroom with children, and they're asking her about her marriage, and she can't even tell. I mean, that's you know, you think if you're putting on a show like that, you should have the data ready to tell children, and people find out that you're full of foolishness and stuff, and still go on doing these kind of stuff to people. Black people should not be into these kind of stuff, but we interbreed with the sodomites now. This is all what come on right down from 12,000 years, 12,000 years ago. When did Michael Obama birth daughters, Sasha, Malia? No Michael,
No, Michael. Is that Michael here? Right? It's Michelle. Laverne Robinson.
Now, is Laverne a male name or a female name?
But I guess you can call people whatever name you want to call them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this case here, this is like two freight trains colliding, you see? And out in the open all over the world, and people are looking at this, and it's like you see the problem and you can't call it a problem.
I Google enough, but gets evasive. I get evasive and irrelevant response. I get irrelevant, responsive,
I'm having a problem with this here. Yes, it is, I get irrelevant, responsive answers. Eldest of the two daughters, reports say, filed lawsuit for playing the role of Obama's daughter. With backing of her biological father, African hybrid educated people must read their own Elohim God's creator's record of their civilized creation. That's what we are to do. You see what we have ourselves mingling with right here? It should not be so. That the 1.5 million years white European Homo erectus that did miscegenation for enablement of speaking and writing and artisan skills now produce the bogus Christian Bible to thwart civilized development of African, the hybrid people, keeping them from knowing the interbreeding they did with blacks 12,000 years ago. The biblical Genesis 1, 2 and 3 chapters of creation of Adam and Eve, a sodomy story with a spirit God. Jesus and Satan Yes, it says Jesus and Satan. Jesus and Satan. Jesus and Satan, the boguses Jesus and Satan, the Boguses, written written as white yes, written as white characters.
They have established
on ahead to establish no. So they have established church based on invented spirituality. By just believing in those evil notions, only infect the brains. Potency. Blacks may never recover from this spiritual cancer. Michelle and Barack married at Trinity United Church of Christ in October 3rd, 1992. They met in 1989 at Michelle's first job as a lawyer. Now, did she have her children then yet? You got to figure this out. You can learn some things here, October, right? They married at the church. Yeah, so did they have the children at that time? October 3rd, and they married. This is something. October 3rd, they married at the church, right? All right. Okay, married at the church. They married at the Trinity Church of Christ. You hear? Christ. Anytime you see Christ and Jesus and stuff like that, you must know that these are sodomite words. And you go to church to be blessed with the knowledge of your Creator. And this is sodomite stuff that we are into. All right? So it goes on to say, at Michelle's first job, at Michelle's first job as a lawyer at the Chicago firm, Sidney Austin, her future husband, imagine that, future husband, Barack, as a summer intern, of whom Michelle was assigned as an advisor. Initially, Michelle refused to date, believing that their work relationship would make the romance improper. So at that time, she was a woman, right? You have to assume she was a woman. And she never wanted to date him. I mean, why? I mean, why should she have afraid that the relationship would not be proper? People date. I mean, if you're not ashamed of, you know, that time, I guess, she wasn't transformed yet. Because if she's a woman and he's a man, why can't they date? I mean, nothing would be improper about that. All right, so she eventually relented, however, and the couple soon fell in love. I don't believe none of this where them attack us or not. They're just making up a story. That's my idea. After 2 years of dating, Barack proposed. Don't believe none where these people write and tell you. Two of them a homosexual. Then Barack Obama was elected president in 2008. Right? Now, we don't see no place for the children yet in this marriage, in this courtship or marriage. We don't see no place for the children there, you know. He became the first African-American to hold the office. Imagine. We are mingling up with people like this that at least Obama is fully, except for his mother is fully a hominid blood person, you see? And these are the kinds of situation that black people get themselves into and can't get out of it, right? But we're going to get out of it because history bear witness. And my friends, a couple tune here and see how well we can handle this. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio Show, and I am Tim Aldred, and thank you for tuning in. And you know what, where my mind is at and what I'm talking about, I'm talking serious stuff, because you have these sodomite folks who, you know, scrape up everything that black people have and taste theirs. All right? We're coming to the point where, you know, story comes to bump. Okay? So you take care and keep on listening. Yes. So let's do the tune. Thank you. And you know,
there is
another thought I would like to give to you. Since we have some time, we can talk about it. Now, since the Bible has been used to muddy up our thinking, put distrust in our minds to anything that, and reproof the Bible. And I begin to emphasize what I consider to be civilly important to our dependency and proper information. It is clear that, go back 100 years ago, I was not born yet. And how many people listening to me was born 100 years ago? Here's all anybody listening to me right now that lived that long. Though it's possible. All right. I'm telling you this because it should had a sense of confidence in somebody who is on their way to progressing themselves into information they think is true, and sometimes they may have problem to whether or not should they accept this information. And let me tell you the distinction between the Bible stories and particularly the creation story. Because if you're wrong with the creation story in the Bible, you're wrong basically all. You're wrong just about all around. Because there are some good places in the Bible that I do accept as genuine information. But not the Genesis creation story at all. And talking about Abraham and God, those things are clearly seen and known to be white people interbreeding fallacies. You see what I mean? All right. And the distinction I'm drawing is you can't find any historical record to prove a talking serpent existed, thrown down from heaven. You can't find a history to say that the Bible talks about make Adam and Eve in the garden at confusing time, because first chapter said God make the man first, and they probably had a good reason because they are sodomite writing all of this now, so they always like put man in front. Somehow they enjoy honest fucking than vaginal fucking, right? So the Bible that they wrote, it is clear that the God is a sodomite character that don't exist. And it is clear that Jesus is a sodomite character that never exists either, right? They find it reasonable to pin Jesus to a black man in Palestine. They can't pin God to any character of African. But they still, in some ways, connect God to a man. You see what I mean? And they say God is a spirit. But why they say he and all that? You see, so the Bible has a lot of clues in it. That since these white people began to talk, since they interbreed with African people and get the blood, they begin to talk. They couldn't talk millions of years before. And neither when they interbreed with the Neanderthals, they didn't talk either. But they talk no sooner than they interbreed with African hybrid people who are created with the blood mixed with Homo sapiens. So what I want to show you, though, is this. you can't find a something in the Bible that is very serious, like in the creation story part of it. You can't find no place that they are talking to exist as a history. However, I'm reading Zachariah Sitchin's book, and in this case, it's a book that you can find. This is book 5 of the Earth Chronicles. And startling documented proof of the extraterrestrial gods changed the course of human development. That was when Homo sapiens gave rise, and their blood was mixed with the Elohim gods to create a primitive worker, a hybrid human, the first civilized human being. So what we have going on with the Bible is something that you have to like read until you get the consciousness of what is academic, consultant, and teacher review certification of history. If the Bible that is purporting to give you a history, you should be able to confine the geography unmistakably. I mean, unquestionably. We should be able to identify the geography where the spirit God put them when he created them, that spot. We should be able to see that. It should be, I mean, whoever write the Bible is responsible to put the place where Adam and Eve were created. Now, the fact that they are getting that information from African certified history, the place where we were created is in South Africa. But they can't do it. They can't put South Africa in there because it would mess up their plan. Because they want the world to think that all people were created by a spirit God. That's what they want to do. And they can't find anywhere to put it, so they just leave it out there and say, let people believe it. We don't have to prove anything. And that's what we have in. All right, the point I'm making, though, why is it what I'm reading in Zachariah Sitchin, which is Sumerian history, why is it I can find a word, I can find this word, where is it? Seem like I have lost the page. Okay. Where am I? Okay. All right, fine. I was reading and I have the thought to, I found this word. Every now and then I'll find frequently a word that refers to a place. And prior to now, there was a word of the place, named the place where the African people were created, DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube, right? So it says the place where we were created is called Bit Shemte. I look up Bit Shemte, and sure enough, it tells me it is the place where in the process of the DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube, the place where it took place is Bit Shemte, right? And it says it's the place where the wind was breathed in, Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you. So I am saying, how is it? I am hearing so many renowned people speaking evil. Even I have a brother who is a PhD minister. And I sent him two of those books, of Zachariah Sitchin book. And when I spoke to him some other time and want him to, like, he said something about Zachariah Sitchin, something negative. So he is an author, right? And so is Zachariah Sitchin an author, except Zachariah Sitchin is not a black person, but he's a scholar. He's one of those scholars who deal with words and things just as it is. He's not a sodomite, as far as I suppose, like quite a few. I mean, white people are just authors. You know, they write and delve into Sumerian tablets and stuff like that. So he doesn't, because he is the man, the only man I know to write about the Genesis creation story and straighten out the fallacy that the white people write in the Bible. There should be no Bible, except they are on a mission, but they don't know that they would get striked down for what they do, but they think anything they do, like they fuck ass, and it is all fine. They think everything else, that they thief and kill people, they can do it, and you know, there's nothing against them. They have the law of the land. That's what they think. You know? All right. So what I'm trying to say to you and the Bible, they have managed to gain success where African people believe in the Bible. But you can't get, and they basically persuade us to not consider that because it is not a historic, you know, it's not in history, like, you know, it lose any value. They want you to accept it. Yeah, because they know it's a faggot thing. And they want you to believe it. Believe don't work that way. You look up the etymology definition for believe, a verb, you know, and you call a believer, you know, it's a noun, right? You look up the word and look up the definition that is on the believe, the verb, and you will find out that that's not the way to use the word believe. Believe doesn't work like knowledge. So when you want knowledge, it's not like wanting to believe somebody in anything. You want knowledge. Where we are using belief, we need knowledge there. And sometimes you can't get knowledge. You have to have some kind of a confidence in who you are talking to. But you can do that only so much. You know? Kind of take somebody's word and act upon it only so much. It's limited because it's not the proper, ideal way to use the verb believe. You see, when you don't know things, you don't mess with it. That's the rule. But like I said, the alternative is there where you use your common sense. You're doing anything really wrong because there are places you have confidence or something like that and you feel to trust. And sometimes you may be wrong, but, you know, you overcome that. But what I'm trying to say to you is that don't believe anything like a Bible that tell you about eternity after you're dead. When the Bible says prove all things, no, but don't prove everything, though, because once you begin to ask questions in the church, they're going to kick you out. So now, I was reading the Bible today, and I came upon the word, I'm reading about Anu, the king of heaven. And just think that somebody would try to tell you that, you know, you believe everything you read in a book and stuff like that. You know, and trying to disqualify what you're saying. But here, I came upon this word, and it was talking about It was talking about Anu, who is the father of Enki and Enlil. And it says, Anu and his wife came to Earth from Nibiru, right? And you will think that, oh, that can never happen. That is foolishness. But it is history. I mean, this man is not writing something like you're writing a Bible. He is telling you a story of something that happened. So Anu then came let's see if Enlil and Enki were awaiting Anu at the golden at the golden supporter. S-U-P-P-O-R-T-E-R. Yeah, so the two sons was waiting for him at the golden supporter, standing by or holding several objects. The Arcadian terms whose precise meaning remains exclusive or best translated as what? Translated as that which opens up the secrets. Sun disk, plural, and the splendid shining post. Anu then came into the courtyard. Anu then came into the courtyard accompanied by God's procession. He stepped up to the golden throne in the Aketu courtyard. I decided I'm going to look for Aketu, A-K-I-T-U. I decided to look for it and see if it is going to tell me it is a courtyard. So I don't put courtyard. I put Aketu. And then Aketu. Here it is in Google, right? Google. This is what Google say. Now, if you're reading the Bible and you come upon something about Adam and Eve and then you want to find out where is the garden and stuff like that, Google is not going to tell you that. Google may tell you some garden between New Zealand and another place, something like that. A garden name, a garden, what? Eden. There is a garden they call Eden out there. A place, right? But they don't give that. They don't give that in the Bible as a place. You know, they cannot come out here after almost 2,000 years and want to bring up a place over by New Zealand and Australia, right? A piece of place that stretches out there. There's nothing to it. You don't know nothing about that place otherwise, right? But that's what they're saying. All right. But in this case, the places and cities that the gods made up, even before the flood, Eridu, Eretz, and both like some 8 or 9 different cities and stuff like that they established. I am thinking to myself, if you authenticate a place
that is attached to what you're reading. Now, you're in business. And especially if you're talking about something that a lot of people don't have much interest in, but you have interest in it. Now, would you think then it would be like the Bible, or you're reading something that is serious? All right. So this book by Zacharias teaching that these white people are out there and devising all kind of other information. One they call they say they found this information in Assyria, and I forget the name that they call, but it they make it to contrast with the Sumerian. The Sumerian Atra-Assis text. These white people have written a text to challenge, to contrast the real Sumerian Atra-Assis text. And you have a lot of people that buy into it. African people. You see? And when I ask this person is a black person, African person, and talking to this person that I knew for some time and having another fresh conversation, and I asked, and he's telling me something about that Ugarit text, they call it, Ugarit text. And he is, like, speaking up for the Ugarit text. So I said, wait a minute now. And they said they found it into some field out there into Assyria, you know, field. It's nonsense. And they are telling you a story from what they know is placed in real Sumerian history. And they are telling you it was found into some field in Assyria. Those, when you read those things, you got to know that's what these sodomite people have been doing to the African world. You see, because the Bible that have Jesus have a history that tell the truth. There's no history that tells truth about Jesus. They talk about prophets and all that. There is none that you can find in history. All right. So, to show you how realistic the Sumerian history is, when we talk about prehistory, that's how it is the only history that exists. These white people will not even write a history about themselves because they are coming from hominid, 3 million and more, and they never spoke until they interbreed with people who have blood to make you talk. Cannot, you know, they always shield themselves from danger. But they can't do a good job, good enough, to shield themselves. So I am telling you now that Akitu or Akitum is a spring festival held in the first month of Nisanu in ancient Mesopotamia to celebrate the sowing of barley. Now, why is this important? It's because barley and these wheat and stuff, we did not evolve with them here. They come from Nibiru. These, like this barley and other grains. You see, these guys brought it with them down here. The Babylonian and Assyrian Akitu festival has played a pivotal role in the development of they call it of religion and rituals. They have two other words inside you that I don't even bother call them to you, because they're talking about theory that I strike. They talk about myth that I strike.
These are words they use to muddy up our thinking. In this case, they couldn't do much to what the substance is, but they begin to dump little things in there to, like, you know, mix up your energy, right? Myth is myth. History is history. They want you to think real history is myths as well, okay? And theories. A theory is not a fact. A theory is something you imagine to be so. And this is the way these sodomites are doing to us. When you come up here and read all these things, if you're not reading and understand, you will go ahead and just accept it, and your mind become warped and everything like that. Because you're not. It is very important that you read words properly for what it is. All right. Here is another spot that it speaks of. The same name, Akiti Festival, right? I go to another page on Google and see what it says. It says, it tells of the link the king has with Anu and Ki as the ruler of the land. So I think Anu and the king, Ki, as the ruler of the land, and shows the bond between the heavenly and the earthly powers of king. The power the king should protect. Now, going back in time, this was all the happenings of the day back in Mesopotamia. You have another place called now Festival and Sacrifice at Nippur during the High Kassit period. See what I mean? Very, very important stuff here. You see? To show you that the how African people are different from white people, you don't know. The defilation that took place back in about 12,000 years ago. Or, no, 100,000 years ago. You see? And the development continue. And from the last 12,000 years, you know, it's a lot of, bad things develop in the world because of that. And them are the talking serpents. I want to make us think it's some serpent. That you always say, well, but no serpent don't talk. It's them. It's them involving a story with black people that create the problem here today. And we're not going to get rid of them until we get to know the story. Because they don't have the story about themselves. We have every single thing to, toss them into the abyss. Okay? So here, you have all these things that tell you about what happened in time gone by and the relationship between Nibiru, that is called heaven, and the earth was something normative, because Mount Sinai is a place where they have the port, the space port where they fly out from. And what they write in the Bible about Mount Sinai and Moses, nothing don't go like that, you see. And you have to find responsible author like Zachariah Sitchin who write these things and make it be like just a little butter. No big deal. It's the information. Nothing in the Bible is history for any civilized people. So, my friends, I just want you to think about that. You get nothing out of history from the Bible about human being creation. Let these faggots go back where they come from. Okay? They have got enough already. The truth is going to now, deal with them, right? And you don't make them come and tell you about, no, Jesus died for your sin. They're talking about the blood of the gods that create us hybrid. That's what they mean to talk about, but they can't. So they're telling us about Jesus' blood. You see, Jesus' blood, what happened to the black man that they are calling Jesus? No Jesus ever existed. All right, but we come here today. If we don't find out, then we just walk down and get baptized with them. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and let it be so. And we will be around on the next edition. Take care.